Yeah.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the privilege He blessed us to be before you guys once again. And I thank God for the opportunity that He's given us. And truly it is an opportunity for us to come to the house of God. It is a privilege that God has allowed us one more time on His footstool that we can come out to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And Bible says in 4:24 of John that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I've told her the last few times that God had that message on my heart, and I just could never get it off. I just kept keep preaching and so forth. Do we really worship God, or do we just praise God? There's a difference. There's a difference in praising God and worshiping God. You can praise God anytime you want to. But worshiping God is birthed out of praise, but it goes a lot deeper than what we think sometimes. And I wonder, Mike, Kevin, as we begin to go to different services and different places across this land, that God has opened door for us and so forth to go in and to preach. Do we love the blessings more than the blesser? Do we just come to God to give Him thanks for what He's done for us, or do we go to God and thank Him for who He is? I wonder about that. I'm guilty.
Me too, buddy.
I'm guilty. I wonder, do we love the gifts more than the giver? Because the only way things are going to change in our life is when that becomes the opposite, when we love God for who He is more than what He does for us. Times in our life, folks, we go down and we pray. We just want to thank God for everything He's done, but we never truly thank God for who He really is in our life. And I pray that changes in your life and our life. And the only way that's going to happen is we really get our mind focused, as Kevin has said so many times, we really get our mind focused on who God really is
that's
today,
right,
folks.
That's right, buddy.
Listen, He's more than just our fire insurance.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
He's more than just our escape out of hell. He's more than just our bellhop, if you will. That's what a lot of people treat Him as, but He's far more than that, friend.
Amen.
He is our Savior. He's the one that came and died on Calvary. More, He's the Son of Almighty God.
Amen.
He is our Savior today. And thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank God. When nobody else loved me, He loved me.
That's right.
When nobody else could help me, He helped me.
That's
when
right.
nobody else could deliver me,
He
saved me.
He
and I thank God. As Kevin has said so many times, boys, God is good.
Amen.
There'd be all kinds of hell going loose in your life right now, but
good.
God's still good.
Amen.
And listen, Abraham said this in 18:25 of Genesis, and when God was dealing with Abraham with the Sodom and Gomorrah and so forth, and Abraham said this, he said, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?"
Yeah.
But friends, God's going to do right by you. I want you to know that.
Amen.
God's going to do right by me. I told him this other day, as listen, as people are dying or letting a friend or family, and it seems like, Kevin, as you look on Facebook and hear this and hear that, as many people, it seemed like this last month or 2 months, it seemed like everybody, you can just see them going down the valley one by one, as that old song goes. And everything everybody says, well, they went to be with the Lord. They went to be with the Lord. Everybody in Eastern Kentucky dies and goes to heaven. You know that, right? Listen, so they think. But listen, God's going to do right by you, friend. God's going to do right by me. We'll never stand on judgment day and have a judgment that is not deserving to us. Listen, that we deserve. I thank God that He's that way this morning. God's not going to do right by you for me, and God's not going to do right by me for you. God's going to do right by me, and He is God,
Amen.
And Him beside Him there is none other. Like what Paul said in 3:1 of 2 Thessalonians, said, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have a free course this morning." Been the Lord's business, and a very familiar scripture today. If you've been saved any length of time, you've heard this, and you've heard people preach this. My uncle told me this when I first got saved. And listen, he said, "Friend," he said, "when you start reading God's word," he started in the book of John. Listen, that's where I started when I first got saved, is the book of John. Young Christians, start in the book of John. It's easy reading, and it gives a whole lot for me and you this morning. That's where we're going to go today, folks. I don't know if anybody's lost here or not, but God knows your heart.
Yeah.
And He knows my heart today. In the third chapter of the book of John. Been the Lord's business in the third chapter of the book of John, beginning in verse 1. And we'll read down through verse 7 and bring to you what God has placed on our heart.
Tell it, Darrell.
You all pray real sweet this morning that I don't mess this thing up. God's word is something that we cannot change. It's God's word. His promises are sure and steadfast. It doesn't change for you or for me.
No.
It is God's word this morning. The book of John, beginning in verse 1 of the third chapter of the book of St. John. And the Bible reads like this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Listen to that. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, very familiar scripture,
verily,
verily, which means truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verse 7, where I'd like to park at for just a moment, it says, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. I begin to think, listen, about those scriptures right there as he began to tell this Pharisee Nicodemus. There was a preacher one time back in the 1700s. Listen, a well-known preacher, a British preacher that would travel back and forth from England to across the Atlantic to the then-known United States at that time up in Massachusetts and the Boston area and those areas. Man by the name of George Whitfield, and he would many times go out and preach God's word, preach to anybody that would come to him, that he could gather a crowd together. He would preach unto them Jesus Christ. And a man come to him one day, Kevin. Listen, one of his friends just said, George, listen, why do you preach so much on you must be born again? And said, George looked at him eyeball to eyeball, and he said, because son, you must be born again. Listen, I wonder today, friend, have you truly been born again? Do you really have what you say you got? Do you really profess what you possess this morning? Do you really have the Spirit of God living down in the deep parts of your life? Listen, he wrote Benjamin Franklin, one of his good friends, a letter one time. Listen, as Benjamin Franklin began to read that letter, and it reads like this. He says, I find that you grow more and more, listen, famous in the learned world, as you have made such progress in investigating the mysteries of electricity. Listen what George Whitfield told Benjamin Franklin. He said, I humbly urge you, to investigate, listen, give diligence to the mystery of the new birth. But I never find where Ben Franklin ever done that. Maybe he did. I don't know. Listen, but so much in the world today. Listen, people, they come and they go and they say a whole lot of things. But the most important question that can ever be asked to a human being is, do you know who Jesus Christ is? Have you been born again? Listen, the answer to that question, listen, has eternity in the balance this morning. It's either heaven or it's hell on how you answer that question. You must be born again. Listen, so much in this world, people run to and fro, seeking everything to try to fulfill, listen, that void in their life. But God put that void in your life, and only he can fill that void this morning. Listen.
Amen.
Tell it, son.
Just like Franklin here, many people read the message
He read the letter that Whitfield wrote him. Listen. Yeah. And he respected that message. Listen, people today respect the word of God. Listen, but hold on. That's becoming less and less travel through this world. Yeah, people don't think much anymore about God's word. Listen, there's still some that respect it, but you can read it and you can respect it. Listen, but until you receive it in the depths of your heart. Listen, you'll die in your sin. And where he is, you will not be able to go today. You see, friend, Satan only fights what he fears this morning. Listen, he only counterfeits and condemns and confuses for that he cannot change. Listen, if the devil can't condemn you, he will try to confuse you. Listen, what God's word says. That's why, listen, he tries to counterfeit everything that God does, even to the point that he's going to bring up an antichrist one day. Listen, but he can't change God's word, friend. No. You must be born again. Over 300 times, Whitfield would preach that message. 18,000 sermons, they said that man preached, and 300, over 300 times, he would use that scripture, you must be born again. Yes. That wasn't something that somebody just said, or somebody just made up. That's what Jesus himself told that Pharisee that night.
Yes,
you must be born again.
Amen.
Three things about this new birth.
Yeah.
Three things about being born again. I'll shut up and get out of the way. Number one, we see the news of the new birth. You remember Nicodemus? He was a Pharisee. Listen, but Nicodemus was still lost, even though he was a Pharisee. He was still lost, even though he was politically correct with that community. He was a part of the great Sanhedrin. Listen, that council that ruled and legislated of the Jews. He was lost, even though he was politically correct. He was still lost, even though Jesus looked at him one day in verse 10 and said, buddy, you are a master of the Jews.
Right.
Listen, socially, he was on the in crowd. Socially, he had everything all right with those around him. But friend, I tell you right now, you may have a great reputation in the community. You may have a great notoriety in your family and in those around you. But if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you'll split hell wide open with all of your reputation, with all of your notoriety, with all the accolades you may obtain in this world. You must be born again.
Amen.
Oh,
tell it, Darrell.
Nicodemus.
Tell it, Darrell.
Oh, Nicodemus was also very religious. Listen.
Poor man.
Listen. Oh, he was an educator. He was a teacher. He knew a lot of the law. He knew, everything that the law was said to do. He was a Pharisee, one of the greatest, as I was reading and studying. He delivered the letter to the strictest of the law. He done everything he could to make sure his life was right in line with the law. But just like so many of them today, they are very religious. And like most Jews, they thought, boys, if I could just keep the law and look good, do good, and have good works, then that should entitle me into the kingdom of heaven. Friend, let me tell you right now, we're not entitled of anything in this life. God don't owe you no more than the liquor man or the store owner down the street. listen, God don't owe us nothing this morning. He paid it all when he died on Calvary's cross. He done shed his blood for the remission of all sin. Friend, God does not owe us a thing today.
That's right,
and we're not entitled to nothing but to die and split hell wide open.
Right,
oh, listen.
Yeah.
Now let me get say this. Listen, Israel was not looking for a savior of their sins. When Jesus came, prophesied years ago, but when he finally come, they were not looking for a savior of their sins. Go to 1 and 71 in the book of Luke, and there you'll find they were looking for one to save them from their enemies. They were looking for a political king that would show up and lead them to fight against their enemies and deliver them from the persecution of the enemy. They were not looking for a savior of their sins. And listen, today they're still looking for the Messiah to come. Oh, but don't get down on Israel. They're still God's chosen people. He's still got a plan for them out there in the future. Listen, but for me and you and for everybody underneath the sun today, you must be born again.
Amen.
Jew or Gentile, right now today, you must be born again. The news of the new birth. Listen, number two. Listen, you'll find the need for the new birth. How needful it is in our land today. Look around. Why this world falling apart. Now they've come up with a variant number three of this virus. God help. Listen, when's it ever going to stop? Friend, I hate to tell you, it's not going to stop. It's going to keep waxing worse and worse and worse. Why is that? Because man's heart is evil continually. They've turned their back on God. And listen, and God is showing people today of how powerful he truly is. He is allowing things to happen the way they are. God is allowing everything to go the way that is going.
That's right, Darrell Combs.
Amen.
Yeah, buddy.
And what's people doing? Seem like the more God shows, the blinder they get.
Sure does, buddy. Yeah.
The more God tries to reveal his love, the wicked they get.
That's right.
Listen, why? Because they're doing exactly. This world is doing exactly what their leader is telling them to do.
That's right.
They're going right in the way, Brother Glenn, that the devil's leading them.
That's right. God,
listen,
world.
They're blinded. You read a while ago, 4 and 16 in the book of, 4 chapter book of 2 Corinthians. Listen, the devil, the God of this world, had blinded their minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ should shine unto them. Listen, that's why, boys, we need to be renewed, friend, day by day of what God's word says. And the only way that happens is us sticking our nose between the lids of this book.
Amen, buddy.
And been having our life consumed with the ways and the will and the word of God. Paul, listen. This is not a religion, people. This is not a religion.
Dude.
Nicodemus and the religious leaders of that day knew nothing about the spiritual birth. They were totally blinded. They were completely ignorant to this concept of being born again. Listen, what's that born again mean? That word again simply means from above. Being born from above. Everybody, boys, you're here this morning because of a natural birth. At least most of us are. Listen, but you see, we've got to be reborn. We got to have that rebirth from above today. Listen, and just like most folks in our land today, just like these were back in those days, listen, they teach, listen, that salvation is simply being part of a particular group of people.
Oh, I don't do it, buddy.
Being part of a particular church. There's people out there
that
say, if you don't belong with us, you can't go to heaven.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sure do.
Right up and down these roads.
They sure do.
Right out here on 23, you'll find churches that will teach you
that
if you're not part of them, you're not saved.
That's right.
You can't go to heaven.
That's right.
Listen, they will teach you. Listen, unless you're baptized. Listen, you're not saved. Listen, friend, you don't find the blood of Jesus in a water hole this morning. You'll find the blood of Jesus at the foot of that old rugged cross where he shed it for me and for you. I paid the price, listen, to buy my salvation and to pardon me. Thank God I have not been paroled, but I have been completely pardoned of my sin. Thank God today you must be born again.
Amen, son. You're right. Yeah.
Or they'll tell you, I've heard this, if your good outweighs your bad,
you know,
listen, then God will go ahead and grandfather you on in.
Can't do it.
Listen,
can't
friend,
do it.
The Bible tells me there's none good.
None.
No, not one.
None.
And Jesus said that. Listen, there's only one good, and he's the Father sitting in heaven. Listen, so that tells me that I'm worthless. That tells me I'm not any good in myself. Paul said in 7:18 or Romans, in me that is in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. Listen, but thank God today he came and made propitiation for me that I could go home to be with him. Saul of Tarsus was a very religious man. Listen, no doubt he was doing what he thought God wanted him to do. He was living up to the law. Had zeal what he was doing. Totally sold out. Totally given in to what he thought was right. But what happened? He had a head-on collision on that Damascus road that day when he come face to face with the very one that he was trying to stamp out. And that very religious man realized he was lost.
Sure did, buddy.
This is not a religion, friend.
No.
And he got saved and become the greatest preacher that ever put on shoe leather apart from Jesus Christ. That ever walked the dusty roads of these streets today. Listen, look at Cornelius. My goodness. Listen, the Bible says in verse 2 of chapter 10, he was a devout man. One that feared God with all his house, and gave much alms to the people. And listen, what did he do? The Bible said he prayed every day.
He
prayed to God always. But guess what, friend? He was as lost as a ball in high weeds.
Needed some help.
Why?
Because
in his life, he was just religious. Are you saved? Or do you just have a belly full of religion?
Big difference, buddy.
Are you saved, or do you just have a belly full of religion? Big difference.
Big difference.
Big difference. This is not a religion, friend.
No,
You must be born again.
Amen.
Not only is it not a religion, Glenn, it's also not a resolution. Many people today, in just about a month from now, will begin to make lies to themselves.
Sure do.
They will lie to themselves.
Oh, yeah, Darrell.
Can I confess right now?
I do it too.
I've done that.
Me too.
I've done that.
It worked out.
I want to lose weight. And I start off every year with a good thought in mind. But now here it is November, and guess what? I'm still fat. Listen, why? Because I lied to myself. Listen, we always make resolutions of things what we'd like to change about ourselves. Always something to change about us. We're never satisfied with ourselves. We're never satisfied. Listen, with the way we look. Listen, that's just something that's humanity, I guess. I always want to change something about us. Listen, but understand this, friend. God made us in his own image today. Listen, but many people make a lot of resolutions. Listen, when it comes to New Year, they want to try to do this and do that. They'll even go as far as to say, God, I want to live closer to you.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah.
A good resolution.
A lot of them's done it, buddy.
You don't got to wait till December, till January 1st to do that.
Yes.
But what you do got to do is you got to mean it.
Yes.
You got to mean it. You got to want it.
Yes.
Listen, thoughts without actions.
That's right, buddy.
Yield no results.
No, sir.
Thoughts without actions yield no results today. It does not. A resolution. What Jesus, listen to what Paul said in 2 and 16. The book of Galatians says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works, listen, of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Listen, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Listen, you can't even keep the law, friend.
No.
There's more than 10 of them. 613 to be exact, if you want to count them. And guess what? If you keep one or two or three, that's pretty good. But the Bible says in 2 and 10 of James that if you try to keep the law and you yet offend in one thing, he says you're guilty of it all.
Amen.
Thank God I'm not living under the dispensation of the law.
Me too, Darrell.
I couldn't do it.
Me either, buddy.
I couldn't do it. But thank God we're living under the dispensation of grace.
Amen, Darrell.
Listen, the Bible says in 2:8-9 the book of Ephesians, for by grace
are you saved.
And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
Amen.
Not of works.
No boasting, buddy.
Lest any man should boast. Why did he say that?
Yeah, that's right.
Because, friend, if you and I could do something for it,
we'd brag about it.
To obtain our own salvation, this building would not be big enough for me to walk in. My head would be so big.
Amen.
Listen, because I'd be boasting and bragging. Listen, no doubt. Could you imagine what David done? Listen, boys, if I go kill a lion by my hands and a bear by my own hands, you all hear about it every Sunday.
That's right. Sure would.
You would hear about it every time I come.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'd done something like that, I'd be proud of myself.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd want you to be proud of me too. Listen, but David never done that. Listen, God took salvation completely away from us and gave it directly into the hands of his darling son. That's why he's the only one that could have died on Calvary's cross. The perfect, holy, justified one that could do that. It's not a resolution, friend.
Tell it, son. You're right.
And it's not a reformation. It's not a reformation. It's just not being reformed.
No, no,
listen, man's trouble is on the inside.
Amen.
Every problem you'll ever have in this life is in a heart.
Yeah.
Listen, he needs to change inwardly. Listen, not just cleaning up his outward appearance. Why is that? Many times today, folks, listen, people, they try to change their lives to some degree.
Yeah.
I've heard Jamie said, I've tried to do it myself. Listen, we try to change some things thinking that'd make us more honorable, or try to think that make us more godly, or try to change some things to clean our own life up. Well, guess what? If it doesn't start from the inside, you may fix the outside up for just a little while, but I promise you this, the what's on the inside is truly coming out at some point.
Amen. You're right, buddy.
You may go as far as to quit cussing for a day or two.
Oh, yeah.
You may go as far as, listen, quit living an immoral life a day or two.
Yeah.
But I promise you this, if there's not been a change of heart, only God can place in your life, that only God can do. You may stop something for a little while, but I promise you this, the very moment you mash your finger, the very moment you stomp your toe, the very moment someone offends you, listen, your true colors are coming to the forefront.
Amen.
Your true colors are coming out. If you have not been saved by God's grace, you may sing the song, "Oh, how I love Jesus." You may pray at the altar.
Yeah.
You may stand and tell how good God is.
Yeah.
You may sing. You may even preach.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah,
but if your heart has truly not been changed by Almighty God, I promise you, listen, it's going to show up on you somewhere,
buddy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible says in the book of Numbers, I think 32 and 23, he said, be sure.
Your sins.
Be sure.
It'll come out on you.
Your sins will find you.
That's right.
Friend, you must be born again.
Sure will, buddy.
You see the news of the new birth. Listen, you see the need
of the new birth, how much we need it today, and the nature
yes.
of the new birth. Look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 13.
Gotta be changed,
listen,
buddy.
He said in 1:11, he said he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Even them.
Even to them that believe on his name. And it's not with the blood of man.
No.
It's not of human descent.
No.
Listen, you and I had nothing to do with Jesus Christ coming. That's why Mary may have been his earthly mother.
Yes.
That's just a means of getting him into this life. But Joseph had nothing to do, listen, with the birth of Jesus Christ. Biologically, the blood to the baby flows through the daddy. Listen, and Joseph had nothing to do. It's not in the blood of man, friend. That courses through the veins of Jesus Christ. But it was that red, royal, redeeming blood from God Almighty that flowed, glory to God, that flowed through him today. He is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth today. Mankind had nothing to do with him coming into this world, but not of human descent. Also not of human desire. It's not the will of the flesh. Listen, look at your flesh today. What do you desire? Listen, in this world, people desire everything to please this flesh. Listen, they'll do go from one end to the other to seek things to please this flesh, to give one drop of pleasure that's only going to last for just a little while. And then when that pleasure's gone, it's going to take a little bit more to bring that euphoric attitude in your life.
Amen, son. You're right.
Jesus never come by human desire.
No.
The will of the flesh. Listen. Hear me this morning. He also did not come. Listen, by human design. But not by the will of man. So many people today, they think, well, I'm this or I'm that. And they lift themselves up to high standards. I've heard preachers preach. Listen, over people. They lift them up so high that God couldn't reach them. Listen, if you and I truly God what we deserve, we'd be in the north end of hell with our back broke today.
Oh, yeah, buddy. That's right. Yes,
not
sir.
The will of the flesh,
right.
Not the will of the man, and not by the blood of man. Listen, but you must be born again. Listen, you must receive the man Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You must receive the message of Jesus Christ. God must perform a regenerative work in your life. If that has not happened, listen to me, as plain as I know how to put it, if that has not happened in your life, if there's not been a change on the inside of your life, listen, then you have not been saved.
Amen.
15:1 of 1 Corinthians, Paul said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I have preached unto you, which you have believed, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain.
That's right, buddy.
Verse 3 says, for I delivered unto you, first of all, how that Christ died for our sins.
According
to the Scripture.
Buried.
And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day.
Yeah. According to the Scripture.
According to the Scripture.
Yeah.
Do you love God for who he is, or do you just love God for what he's done?
Tell it, son.
Listen, do you praise God for what he's blessed you with? Or do you praise God for who he is in your life? Friend, you must be born again.
Amen. Let's stand today. Y'all come out front if you will. Wonderful message.
Yeah.
Amen. That's as clear a gospel presentation, dear friend, as you're ever going to hear in your life. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Jamie, if he will, to sing. If God is dealing in your heart and your mind, and God is drawing you, God has set you apart and convicting you, sanctified you, set you apart, I want to ask you to come. If you're here today, these altars is open. Pray about something. Let us pray. Let us come together and pray. You got somebody in your family that's lost. You want to bring them to the altar situation. Bring it to the altar. Let us pray.